Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I'll rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I'll rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Holy, holy, holy is our God. Yes, he is. Holy, holy, holy is our God. I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I'll rejoice today, for I shall recover it all. Yes, I'll rejoice today, for I shall recover it all. Worthy, worthy, worthy is our God. How many of you know that he's worthy? Worthy, worthy, worthy is our God. I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I'll rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I'll rejoice today, for I shall recover it all. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful every day, he's faithful, faithful is our God. I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me. I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me. I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I'll rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I'll rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I'll rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, every morning new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, unto thee. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, every morning new mercies I see. All I have needed, hallelujah. All I have needed, hallelujah. Thou hast, hallelujah, have provided. How many of you know that he's great? Great is thy faithfulness, hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Every day he's great. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, unto, hallelujah, unto thee, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Greeter, are you there?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Thank you so much, Minister. Minister.
Well, praise the Lord. Let's go before our Lord and Savior in prayer. Oh, God, we come to you this morning just so thankful, Lord, as we listen to Minister Tiffany sing the songs, Worthy is Our God, because you are worthy. You're worthy of all of our praise. And great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because morning by morning, new mercies we do see, and all that we needed, your hands have provided. And so we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Oh, God, and you even provide for more than we need, God. You take care of our wants and our desires as well. And for that, we thank you, Lord. And we know that we haven't been blessed just to be sit down and get fat on it, Lord, but to be a blessing to others. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, how Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa have blessed us with the Master's Call, Lord, as they were faithful to what you told them to do. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to walk with them, continue to lead them, oh, God, continue to guide them, continue to shower them with your wisdom, your favor, and your love, your protection, Lord, your provision. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa's conference that's coming up soon, Lord, and that you provide, hallelujah, that your hands provide all that is needed for it, Lord, and, Father, that your hands provide all that Dr. PK needs with regard to what she needs while she is there in California. Lord, touch her body in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you for our mothers. We thank you for our family members who have joined us this morning. Father, we thank you for our speaker who will bring forth a word that we need to hear, Lord. We ask that you use her mightily, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless her going out and her coming in. Father, whatever her hands touch, let her prosper therein, Lord. Guide our way this day, Lord. Keep us in your bosom this day, Lord. We love you and we daily seek to please you. And we bind that old devil in the name of Jesus because he nor any of his cohorts have any place on this call. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TNC family, great is thy faithfulness. God bless you today. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just really have to know that I do love me some you. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, Minister Brenda. God bless you.
Praise God. God bless you. And I tell you, we started off on a high this morning, because when Minister Tiffany brought us in and saying, faithful, faithful, faithful is our God, and then turn around and say, great is our faithfulness. Lord Jesus, we all went there. And thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for bringing us there. And Minister Willa, I tell you, carrying it on with the tag for today, and seating and greeting everyone with the blessings of the Lord upon your heart and spirit, man. And, oh, my goodness, I'm trying to get myself together. Great is thy faithfulness. You guys, we can meditate on that this morning. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I tell you, our God is faithful. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on God's word, which is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that messages are there where you can always get a word from the Lord, the theme for the year, and so much more, the bios of our speakers, and which I will tell you the theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, many of you might say, you know what, it's time for me to do a new thing in this year of 2020. So if God is pressing upon your heart to be a part of this ministry, and listen, all you have to do, you can be a greeter, such as Minister Willa did so graciously. You can be a songbird if, you know, God lays on your heart to do so. We would gladly love to have you here with us. And then you may even have a word from the Lord. You might want to host, which is what I'm doing. But we definitely would love to have you be a part of this family. And let me tell you, there's a blessing in the present. So With that, you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started us all here back in 2010 was this great, phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International. We are now under the umbrella of Artists Life, where we definitely have the world's famous, phenomenal health and wellness products. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be glad to share more information with you. And with that note, we also have the new morning motivational call that's held right after this call. And today is Testimonial Thursday with the wonderful manager, Claudette Brown, hosting. And I'm sure she has someone lined up where you can hear something about what these products have done for them. So that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Well, we're so excited about what God is doing on this platform. And listen, who I'm about to introduce you to is definitely no stranger to this call. She is one of our co-founders. She is a phenomenal woman, I tell you. She always enhances, enriches, and empowers each and every day. You hear what I'm saying? I'm telling you what I know. And I am so thankful that she is a part of us and we are a part of her, because this woman of God, when she opens her mouth, we know that the anointing is upon her life. We're so thankful that she is a product of Spelman College as well as Oral Roberts University. We're so thankful that she is an artistpreneur. We're so thankful that she is a sister, a mother eagle, a woman who stands on God's word, and when she prophesies, wait on it, okay? We are so thankful that she is a caregiver of her wonderful mother, Mother Josie, and we are so thankful that she is our Master's Call very own, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our wonderful Mother Eagle. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Wow, so humbled by that introduction. Yes, I am, Prayer General, and I can speak the same love, respect, and you truly are a giant in the kingdom of God also. Love and appreciate you. You have served so faithfully and with such a spirit of excellence. So thank you for that truly heartfelt introduction. A big shout out of thanks for was the atmosphere set this morning by our songbird from California. We're excited. She's got a birthday coming up on Sunday. So don't forget to give her shout outs of love. Minister Tiffany truly ushered us into the presence of the Lord this morning, and we're so grateful for it. Thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting and seating our entire Master's Call family as they came on the line. And I always want to acknowledge and send out mega love to my co-founder, co-laborer in the kingdom, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, whom the Lord allowed us to truly be connected at the hip and yoked together at the heart, not just with this Master's Call, but in life. So I thank you and love you and appreciate all that you do for the call, and to our entire Master's Call family, visitors, and friends on the call this morning. Just praise be to God. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for making the time, taking the time to be a part of this call. As we are in the midst of Lent, we are on day 9, as Lent began last week, and hopefully you are consecrating yourself. You are preparing yourself, crucifying the desires of your flesh in some kind of way. We are truly in the midst of turbulent times, and we need to hear and recognize and know the voice of a living Savior. I am excited to come again before you. I started the last time I spoke
on the topic of the power of prophetic prayer. The power of prophetic prayer. And I want to continue on this teaching, and so necessary at a time like this. Just a quick overview and encouraging you all to go to our website, themasterscall.net, and just click on the first one to hear a lot of the teachings of the first. But we talked briefly and described and defined prayer. And we talked about prayer being that communion dialogue with God, someone who prays to God. We gave scriptures of the person of the Holy Spirit, Luke 3:16, and I'll encourage you to go and read that later. Luke 3:16, Romans 8:6, Romans 8:26, I'm sorry, and 1 Corinthians 2, when Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, in that 1 Corinthians 2:10-11 verses. And prayer, again, is communication with the deity. And for us as believers, for the followers of Jesus Christ, it's our dialogue with our Lord. I covered scriptures of Matthew 6:9-13, the Lord's Prayer, John 14:13-14, about asking and praying in the name of Jesus. Then we defined prophetic, so we understand what makes prayer, or what is the difference between just praying and prophetic prayer. Well, prophetic, by definition, we stated earlier, is the name given to the predictive spheres of supernatural communication, revelation of things to come, the disciples and practices of revelatory ministry. And we talked about that the prophetic prayer is that you can pray with prophetic insight, with eyes of faith, seeing, being revealed, illuminated to your understanding by the Holy Spirit, things yet to come. The Holy Spirit has revealed something that you would not by natural means, the Father's purpose and intent, and that knowledge is assisted through prophetic prayer. Many of us come into the presence of God with a list of things to pray for. But with prophetic prayer, we're climbing into those realms to ask God. Ask God, not a psychic, not a Ouija board, not familiar dead spirits. Be very clear, not necromancy, but to ask God to reveal to us what lies ahead supernaturally. So we pray with specificity, what is the heart, will, mind of God. Prayer is all by itself. Remember, it's meant to be a dialogue, not a monologue. Last time we were together, I reminded us that there should be a communication. You speak to God, but there's got to be some time in your prayer where you're sitting still, allowing God to speak back to you, to reveal to you. When the Spirit of God speaks to individuals in various forms, such as visions, dreams, pictures, he often comes with revelation. And they are supernatural communications. Many of us have had dreams, open visions, had prophetic words even spoken to us, and it was nowhere on our radar. We had a dream seeing ourselves on a stage speaking somewhere, seeing ourselves in a foreign land, seeing ourselves in different positions and opportunities that we had no clue of. And just like when the Gabriel angel showed up to Mary and told her that she was highly favored and chosen. Just like Saul hiding in the luggage in 1 Samuel 9, and Samuel calling him out, telling him he was going to be king. That was nowhere on their radar. Just like yours truly talking, happy as an industrial engineer, enjoying my career and life in being prophesied. I was called to preach. I was a happy little Baptist. I had never even seen women up in the pulpit ministry, but a prophetic insight spoken over me. And I always teach, because I have to keep breaking this bad teaching, sincere but incorrect. Prophecy does not just confirm. Prophecy sometimes will burst in your spirit something you've never thought of. And when that happens, put it on the back burner till you get more revelation, till you get more understanding. But Please, people, don't let people tell you, well, if you had never thought it, then that's probably not right. No, Mary was not thinking about birthing the Christ child, Jesus, when Gabriel prophetically spoke to her that she was chosen. And we can give you many other examples. We want to make people safe because sometimes people get a prophetic word that they're going to minister in India and then they quit their job and move their family over in hard time because that prophetic word was going to mature 3 years later and they ran ahead of God's timing. But prophetic prayer is the incubating period where we're birthing, nurturing, maturing, like Daniel doing the war in the heavens so that the will of God will come forth. We talked last time about prophetic in the Hebrew, the wind, the spirit, the ruah, breath of God. The term prophetic is not the same as prophet. This is important to understand. Prophetic can mean a gift set, an anointing, giving expression. And it does not necessarily mean one is a prophet. We talked last time about it's so powerful that worship is a big part of entering into the place of prayer. That's why I'm so intent about, for most of us, when we hear the word worship, we immediately think of music. And worship, by definition, means intense adoration. Intense adoration. That can come. We're just quoting scriptures. When you start saying the word of God that's already wrapped in the anointing of the Lord, which is already fortified with faith, which has already been purified, sanctified by the power of God, that's why you feel your help coming on. You feel the faith of God rising big. It's singing is part of it, but worship is not just singing. It's one of the venues, and we talked last time about the two most powerful ways to enter into the presence of God is worship in song, singing, and deep intercession. You will always tap into the prophetic realm. There will always be a clear word from the Lord. Why does that happen? Because the first minute or two, your flesh is still wrestling with reason to tell you what to think or what you want from God, what we want to happen right now. We're still wrestling for our way. You know, the flesh does not go down easy. Our flesh says, I want my way. Just like a little baby. I want what I want and I want it now. And when we stay in that posture of worship, our cares leave us, our desires leave us, our submission starts to rise up, our yielding to the Spirit of the Lord increases, and then it becomes Spirit of the Living God, have your way. That takes a time of worshiping for a minute and praying for a minute to crucify. That's why this time of Lent is so important, so that we can silence our voices and allow the Spirit of the Living God to have his way. We want to talk a little bit more as we continue on this morning about the power of the different points of prayer or prophetic prayer. See, there's prayers of surrender. Most of us in, who've ever been in holiness churches or seen our older mission sisters and their white or grandmothers, they can be in prophetic prayer as they wave their white handkerchiefs unto the Lord. You know, you've been in those prayer meetings of surrender where all they're saying for an hour, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus. And I mean, as they get to about that 10th Jesus, whether you want to feel something or not, you ready to lay prostrate, Jesus, or the older say, thank you, Jesus. My mother hit one of those about two nights ago. I got up and had to go in the bedroom. She was just, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I said, okay. Just going in to that place where God speaks to us. The Spirit of God expresses himself through prophetic prayer meeting. We talked about last time about intercession or prophetic intercession. Intercession means standing in the gap, praying for others. The old prophet Isaiah talked about who will stand in the gap in war. Pray for America. Pray for our president. Pray for inconsistencies, injustices we see. Many of us are quick to criticize, but the work of prayer, will we do it so that God can revelate, reveal, and show to us not just information, but prophetic prayer brings about illumination to his strategies, his blueprints, his desires of things to come. Now, I make it clear, all prophets are, should be, I should say, intercessors, but not all intercessors are prophets. Remember, there is no such thing as the office of the intercessor. Ephesians 4:11 tells us what our five offices are. All of us are intercessors because all of us should be praying. But we strongly, I teach my prophets in training, if you don't pray, then you don't say. If you don't pray so that you're tapping in to the mind of God, then you have no business prophesying to others. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us how to pray. Prophetic prayer, in essence, teaches you to come in not with your list, but to come in listening to what the heart, mind, and will of God is for your future, for your family, for your job, for your church, for this company, for this call. It's to say, God, pull back the veil of heaven and reveal to me your mind, your will. See, creative prayer is praying in faith combined with legalities such as we reap what we sow, or the power of our words bring life or death. We've got to get into a place where we want our prayers to always be prophetic, saying, God, show me what you want for the future. Change that possessive pronoun. It's nothing wrong to have desires, wants. God tells us that he wants to give us the desires of our heart. But there ought to be a time in your life where you want to be an incubator, a midwife of the prophetic prayer of God. So you're birthing in your family, life, circle of influence, the heart and mind of God. Again, what makes prayer prophetic? Prayer is the act of communicating with the deity. Prophetic is the discipline so that you tap into the supernatural realm, the revelatory realm, the illuminating realm of God, of what lies ahead. So prophetic prayer always has intercessory overtones, and it's mixed with authoritative prayer, like decrees and declarations and commands, but it brings about revelation, not just information. Let's go a little further today in my last few minutes. The variety of forms that prophetic prayer can take. For example, you have received a prophetic insight before you prayed, such as a personal prophecy or a prophetic guidance, and you're now using it to pray. Perhaps God has spoken to you about something, and you're following that up with prayer. In other words, someone has told you they see you writing a book. You never thought about writing a book. You didn't immediately say no. You just, like Mary did, you pondered and said, I don't want to be doing something to do something. So in your time of prophetic prayer, you're getting in the face of God for, as Harvey would say, Martin would say, for the rest of the story. You're getting in the face of God for the blueprint of how to walk this out. The Holy Spirit is directing you while you're praying is another form of prophetic prayer, because you become aware that your prayer is shifted up a level. How many of us have been praying? So many times I've been praying, and I hear a shift from just magnifying, extolling, lifting God up to a warfare. It's like I hit a wall in the realm of the spirit. I hit some opposition, some hindering spirits. I hit a wall of spirits that wanted to derail what God was doing, and my prayer became more of warfare. See, you shift. You've got to be yielded to allow the shift to happen, especially when you're praying in your prayer language. The Spirit is guiding the direction of your prayer and giving you insight concerning how and what to pray. Another one is you're engaged in listening prayer, taking time specifically to hear what God is saying to you, taking time to specifically hear what God is saying to you. So you could, different types of prophetic prayer can be prophetic guidance, where you're trying to work out what is the rest of this prophetic word or this dream I had that makes no sense, or just an impression and it stays with you. So you know it wasn't just you, it's God dealing with you, speaking to you. Another, again, is the listening prayer, just taking time to be quiet and hear what God is saying. Prophetic prayer can occur in many contexts, such as praying for someone in a personal ministry situation, interceding, or simply conversating with God. Prophetic prayer can be intentional, or it can happen spontaneously as the Holy Spirit leads you in prayer. And as I close, the next time I come back, I'm going to talk about the five benefits of prophetic prayer. I was telling you all that I was going to be ministering this at a church last Friday. Well, as we would have it, the Holy Spirit told me to get up and go lay hands on the young man who was on the keyboard. And I said, well, God, the way this church is made, I'd have to walk in front of everybody. And I know quickly to say, get over yourself, Vanessa, and get up and go. And as soon as I laid hands on his stomach, I felt the presence of God. He felt it. And I said, the Lord is telling me to touch you and tell you to stir up the prophetic worship. Sing a new song. You know, there's a lot of nice songs out there, but there's a new song in your belly. And as I was instructing him, and he did, he shifted the whole service, which means I didn't even get to teach what I'm teaching you all. But I had to yield to that and say, okay, Lord, I know I came prepared with this outline, but you're doing something different. And we watch such a sovereign outpouring and moving of the Holy Ghost. But that's us being sensitive to the leading of the Lord. Well, my time is up, and we'll come back next time, and we'll talk about some of the five benefits of prophetic prayer. Back to you, Minister Brenda. Sorry for going over.
Wow, wow, wow. Ooh, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lord, for this woman of God. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for sharing that profound, awesome word this morning on the power of prophetic prayer. Yes, Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you for this awesome word this morning, Lord, just allowing us to hear about prophetic prayer and prophetic praise, prophetic intercession, Lord God, prophetic worship. Oh, God, fill this woman of God until she overflows. As she poured out unto us, oh God, we thank you for blessing her in every area of her life, oh God. We thank you for keeping her mind in perfect peace as it stays on you. Thank you, Father God, for blessing her mother, our mother, Josie, Lord God. Bless her. Thank you for keeping them, Lord, in every area of their lives. Thank you, Lord God, for these people here on the Master's Call who heard your word, Father God. And Father, as we saturate ourselves in your presence, in your spirit, and allow you, Father God, to speak to our hearts when we pray, when we come before you, Lord God, we thank you that the atmosphere will shift like never before. We glorify you, oh God, for touching those that are going through health challenges. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper in Jesus' name. Lord, bless the family of Brenda Saunders, Lord God. Keep them, Father God. Strengthen them in every area of their lives. Let them know, Father, that you never left them nor forsaken them. Bless Minister Rosalind, Father, and her team who are also hurting, Father, from this loved one that was so dear to them, Lord God. Strengthen them in every area of their lives. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah. And amen. Whew. Do you guys feel what I'm feeling? I'm telling you, that was such an anointed message this morning. I definitely got to go back. I was trying to write it all, but I really couldn't. That playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Remember, upcoming next is the new Morning Motivational Call, Testimonial Thursday, with Manager Claudette Brown hosting. And that number again is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for setting the atmosphere, putting it in place, Minister Tiffany, with the anointing of the Lord on your spirit, man, with bringing us before his presence. Hallelujah. And thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. V. I tell you, awesome word this morning, and I can't wait to get those steps upcoming in the next series, part of the series. God bless you. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Amen, amen. Thank you again, and all those who have participated today. Father God, I just pray that this teaching, this instruction, let this seed be planted deep in their spirit, and they have ears to hear and a heart to receive. For in these times, we need the eyes of faith to have understanding of what you're showing, what you're revelating, what you're illustrating to us as your people, that we be those midwives that will pray and birth your will in the land. So as we close out this call, that we will all become your prophetic prayers, that we will become your prophetic prayer warriors, that we will climb in those dimensions to go into the heavenlies, Father, and pray the will of God, cursing and canceling the assignment of the enemy, stirring up the gifts of God in those who have been dormant and who have been depressed and been derailed. Oh, God, you're still a restorer. So as we leave this call, but never leaving your presence, continue to guide us. Continue to keep the blood hedge of protection around us and the favor of God to flow through us as we open up our mouths and minister in the words that come from you, words of life and hope and encouragement. And with all that we do as your TMC family, we will give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day, and hope to hear many of you all on Testimonial Thursday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.